coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
There we go. And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. I want to thank everyone for your belief and trust in this platform. It is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. With me is Randy Taylor. We've got a lot of information to get into. We're looking, of course, at a wider war in the Middle East. The same headlines almost. You could almost replay the loop. We're not going to get into things that you already know. We're not going to be redundant, or we're going to try not to be redundant here today. A couple of things we've been looking at. Let's not forget, and I want to say this, let's not forget what they, the globalist scumbags, have done, did to us with respect to the SARS-CoV-2 event, the bioweapon, along with the jabs, the creation of the bioweapon, the creation of the jabs, which is the bioweapon, the lockdowns, everything around that. Let's not forget about that. Let's not forget who is responsible for that. We must continue, or we must hold them to account. We cannot forget about what they did to us. I don't care if it is your doctor, if it's your corner pharmacist, if it's your boss, neighbors, coworkers. If they remain unrepentant, or even if they say, well, you know, it was just the information I had at the time. Look, we must hold them to account. We have seen, you have seen that now the whole thing was planned. You have seen where the gulags, if you will, have been and continue to be for resistors of the Great Reset, of which that bioweapon was really the impetus for that. We must not forget what happened in Maui. We must not forget what happened in East Palestine, Ohio. We must not forget about the Chinese balloons. We must not forget about the election of 2020 and the election of 2022. We must not forget about the January 6th prisoners, political prisoners. We must not forget about the people behind all of this, the people who have gone along with all of this, the people who continue to go along with all of this. We must not forgive, or I'm not going to forgive. I guess that could be a Freudian slip. I'm not going to forgive nor forget. Forgiveness, that's up to you. But I'm here to remind you not to forget. Again, forgiveness, if you want to forget, that's up to you. But I don't have it in me. That's why I thank God that Jesus knows that I'm a flawed individual. But I'm not going to forgive. Whether it's my former doctor, not going to forgive. Or the pharmacist I know. Or the Walgreens or Walmart. Or the people responsible for the incarceration of political prisoners from January 6th and the FBI agents and the people within the media. Mm-mm. Because right now, it's my opinion, right now, we are being set up for a great fall. Can we work our way out of it? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. I cannot go along with anybody, if it's you, not our listeners, but I cannot go along with anyone. I cannot break bread with anyone. I cannot be friends with anyone. I cannot have dialogue with anyone who is forcing things upon me that I don't want, or who's trying to or attempting to disarm me, or attempting to imprison me, or attempting to kill me or my family. That's even worse. No. And, you know, the people aren't even, the left, and many on the right as well. I don't care if you work at Fox News. There are so many people at Fox News who took the jab and pushed for the jab. To me, Fox News is just another propaganda outlet. It's just different propaganda. MSNBC is a sewer of propaganda, in my opinion. And they're bringing us the news? I don't think so. It's up to us. But I can't have dialogue. I cannot live with or around anyone, again, who wants to put me in prison or who wants to kill me or who wants to see President Trump, by the way. And I don't, you know, here's the thing. This isn't about President Trump. In Colorado, he is facing not being on the ballot in Colorado by a communist attorney general or secretary of state. I'm sorry, secretary of state. Again, this is my opinion. But the communist secretary of state wants Trump not on the ballot for 2024 for his role in what is termed an insurrection. The trial began yesterday. And the group CREW, C-R-E-W, which is a Soros-funded entity, because four Republicans, two independents, filed suit using CREW as the mechanism, the organization CREW as a mechanism, to bump President Trump off the ballot in Colorado, to use as a template for other states, which, by the way, will ultimately head to appeals and then the Supreme Court. But they don't have to take it. Will they take it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Here's the thing. You know, the thing, right? Corn Pop, he's a bad dude. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Because we can't live with these people. So what's the resolution to all of this? It's a national divorce or worse. Here's, before I bring Randy Taylor on, here's this moron, this idiot, this piece of crap. And yeah, I'm talking to you, Rick Wilson. I want everyone to see this. Okay, this guy, in my particular view, should be in jail. He should have the Secret Service knocking down his door, pulling him out in his skivvies at 3 o'clock in the morning, putting a friggin' gun to his head, and then tossed in jail. Just like the January 6th people. Watch this. Why am I so pissed off? Watch this. Video.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Run that again.
Still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Run the whole thing.
Still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
So that's okay to say, right? That's okay to say. Put a bullet in Donald Trump. How about this? Well, apparently, we're just going to have to put a bullet in Joe Biden. And that's a fact.
As Owen Schroyer sits in jail.
As Owen Schroyer, for saying 1776, sits in jail. Thank you, Eric the Tech.
Out.
Randy Taylor makes sense out of this. How are you?
I don't know how to make sense out of it, buddy. I'll tell you one thing, though. And I always tell you people that they're constantly changing definitions of words and things like that. If you guys recall several shows back, probably a couple months ago, we looked up the word insurrectionist, and it said armed. Armed revolt. Go look it up now. The word armed is gone.
Huh.
In Google. I'm telling you. But we've talked about this before, how they change definitions as we go.
Yeah. Well,
all the stuff you're talking about goes right along with that, hand in hand. We are being screwed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're stripping, they've already stripped the freedoms away from us and liberties. You can't get a fair trial in this country. I mean, stop and think about that. When you can't go to court and get a fair trial, think about that. We're talking about the United States of America, something that we all used to be proud of. Look, I'm sitting here and I watch Donald Trump at night. I get depressed watching the news about Donald Trump. I really do. Because the only crime that man committed was loving his country. Yeah, and they turned that into, you know, right away they attacked him. That's nationalism. Yeah, it is. Cool. I'm good with that. More people need to be like that. You know, love their country. Do anything for their country. The man kept his word. He told them, you kill an American, we're killing you. And he did it. This crap wouldn't be going on even. This Hamas wouldn't have pulled this crap. And Iran would not have pulled this crap if Donald Trump was president. And I think everybody in the country needs to remember that and sleep with that tonight and sleep with that every night. Those murders are on them. This globalists have run free. The only thing we had between us and the globalists at that time was Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a fact.
Yep.
And you know what? The man's got his flaws. I really don't care. He's a, you know what? I used to be an employer. I wasn't always broke. And I always said, because people would say, what do you look for in an employee? They'd have big meetings, you know, with the manufacturers and, you know, and car, because it was always such a hard time getting good labor. And they'd say, what is it that you look for in an employee? And I said, good attitude. That's it.
How about
if they have a good attitude?
How about loyalty?
Yeah, yeah. But I think good attitudes, even that encompasses that. Good attitude, because I don't put loyalty in there. Yes. Okay, I'll say that. Yes. It's not necessarily encompassed by good attitude. So yeah, put the two of them together. Because with those two, I can teach them anything I want to teach them. And I never looked for the guys that had, you know what? I say this. I never hired a college guy. We were in the trades. I never hired a college guy. It did. I watched them work. They didn't know. It would take forever doing something one of my guys to do in 2 minutes. You know, we're in a sad state of affairs. We are in a horrible, horrible, sad state of affairs. And I was.
Well, wait a second. I'm still pissed off here.
I know you've been, Frederick, Doug's been pissed this morning.
you're damn right.
I know. I know, brother.
We're going to have ahead, two shows today. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. Because I want to tell you something.
I want you to vent.
Frederick George Wick, Rick, the scumbag Wilson. Okay. Frederick George Rick, scumbag Wilson, this American political strategist. Strategist, my ass. You're a horse's ass, is what you are, to say something like that.
You okay. And I would be in jail if we said that about a president.
If I said that, like I said, what if I said put a bullet in Biden's head? Probably would, it would be like a pudding cup, right? But we'd be in jail. And rightfully so. Okay.
Pudding cup.
It's not about Trump. It's about our country. It is about the love of our country. When I say love of our country, look, we are here. We should be fighting for our country. If you're not, then don't watch the program. If you don't love America, then unless you're in another country, love the country.
And we're not your first loyalty, right? But if you're American, if first loyalty,
right. And don't come here to destroy it, right? And so all of this combined, when you look at what has happened over the last 3.5 years, you can see that Puke Pence, that cowardly son of a bitch. Now you talk about somebody hiding behind a Bible. That guy, okay, does Pence. He dropped out of the race. Oh, be still my heart. And any other so-called
person. I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'm so sad. But any other person on the right. Look, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. If you're not pissed off, you're not paying attention. And if you are not thinking of ways to make sure your children and your grandchildren, my grandchildren, are safe after. If you are so short-sighted, well, you know what? It's really whatever excuse. I'm not even going to go there, except to say that
it is what it is.
It's not about us. It's not about us. This is bigger than us. This is a spiritual war, and I'm so tired of people who are pushing off. Well, it's a spiritual war, so let it go. It's got to have. Shut up. Okay, it's a spiritual war, but God did not put us here to be. Couch potatoes.
Complacent,
exactly. And I'm sorry for yelling. No, you know what? I'm not sorry for yelling. I'm not sorry at all. I am upset because we are watching our country just go down the crapper, and the people behind putting our country down the crapper, like this fat ass, flabby Rick Wilson. And yeah, I called him a name. Oh boy. Okay. He just threatened, you have to put a bullet in Donald Trump. Hey, Secret Service, go do your friggin' job. Hey, FBI, do your friggin'. Wait a second. The job would be to elevate him with the FBI. Got my dog upset now. Go ahead.
Pretty lady, baby.
Yeah, she.
This Rick Wilson guy.
She can't be making me upset. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ranger's the same way. He goes bananas if I get angry. If there's any yelling in the house, he gets that way. This Rick Wilson is a real piece of work. And when I saw him in the show notes, I went into Twitter and brought him up. I'd already blocked him, which means I went heads up with him at one time or another. But I was just reading through some of the posts. He is a piece of garbage. He really is. And for him to say something like that, I mean, that's no different than that comedian that thought she was a comedian, the chick that had the Donald Trump decapitated head.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, that one. That one that's having a hard time even finding
and
a job.
Johnny Depp. Even in this. Johnny Depp saying, where's an actor when you need one? John Wilkes Booth when you need him or whatever. Go ahead.
Yep. And all of them, Ashley Judd, Madonna, the whole nine yards. They're part of the problem. They are the problem. When we're sitting around and you're watching the news the last few days, and the Palestinian protests all over this country, all over Canada, they are protesting. One, I can't believe that they're having a protest like this to this magnitude and is being allowed. And secondly, I don't understand why they're not being punished and treated like the January 6th people when they went and did this at the Capitol. We have an answer for everyone, though.
You know, in video 2, we have an answer for you.
Okay. All right, let's roll video 2.
Can we roll video 2, Eric the Tech?
Come on, Eric.
No.
He said no.
Okay. I'm kidding. When you get around to that time, this is one of the reasons why I quit doing what I used to do. Because we've been infiltrated.
And Frank Gaffney is here to tell you exactly how. Here it goes.
Video. A couple of heavies to start off, Gaffney and Faddis. Frank, and this is, you know, there's a focus, and Bernie Marino is going to be on here later. He's running for the Senate in Ohio, talking about the bifurcation of Ukraine-Israel funding package. And Mike Johnson has come out over the weekend. It wasn't picked up during the day. He has committed that the deficit or debt will not be added to one penny by the Israel $14 billion. He's going to come back with specific cuts to make sure that pays for itself. But I want to talk about, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood on one hand with Hamas, and I've got Faddis here about the Party of God, Hezbollah, the Shiite version of this. These are the Persian proxies right now. The Muslim Brotherhood's everywhere. We talk about the securing of our southern border. We talk about, you know, everybody's focused on this thing in Russia where they stormed the plains and they call it Jew hunting or hunting of Israelis. This is what you saw over the weekend in the United States, essentially, with the Brooklyn Bridge being taken over, Cornell University threatening kids there going to school. They're going to slit their throats. Cooper Union, all of it. Talk to me about the danger we have within this own country of the Muslim Brotherhood.
It's hard to overstate it, Steve, I think, because we don't really know the full extent of it. What we do know is bad enough. We had, for example, the secret plan of the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy Western civilization, specifically sabotaging our, what they call a miserable house.
You see that document right there, that book? The man I'm talking to, Randy Taylor, found iterations of the copies of that online in password-protected Arabic language websites, forwarded that off to the FBI. And what did they do ultimately? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. The whole battle plan is laid out here, and they pay no attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret.
And let's give Patrick full credit, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. They didn't pay attention. It's just like Stephen Emerson. He told them, they're coming.
Exactly.
They're going to kill us. Well, he put out a great DVD called Terrorist Among Us. I have copies of that. Yep. I've had lunch with Steve Emerson. He's been to my home. Okay. I mean, we go way, way back. He was on this before the first World Trade Center bombing. He was telling them, he was on this way back in the 80s when everybody was still focused on Russia being the bad guys. This guy knew who was coming to town. And all of this has been laid out. They're notorious for writing things down. Al-Qaeda, the jihadists, they make their plans and they keep them. It's like, well, once they write it out and commit to it, it's a promise.
Frank Gaffney is going to continue telling us about the infiltration of the government by
all levels.
It accelerated under Obama, the Muslims. Yes. The Muslim, gay Muslim President Obama. Go ahead and continue.
By our hands and the hands of the believers, so that God's religion, Allah's, is made victorious over all other religions. That's been their game, I think, from at least 1993 when that was first published. What has happened in the intervening period is the Brotherhood has not only built out this immense infrastructure across the country. You probably have what they call an Islamic center near you. They're in basically all of the major cities in the country. Islamic centers is irrelevant because it's not just a mosque. Usually there's a mosque somewhere in the mix, but the historic purpose of mosques, or these centers, if you will, going back to Muhammad's time, was to be basically community centers used, among other things, as arsenals and fortified places from which to project power. I think that's true in some cases here, too. And what's particularly worrying, and you've done a fabulous job of this, Steve, is as we have witnessed untold tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of probable jihadis coming across our southern border, they're almost certainly marrying up with the infrastructure the Brotherhood has put into place. And then, just to put a fine point on it, the Brotherhood has deeply penetrated the United States government. I think it began in earnest with Bill Clinton. There was a fellow by the name of Abdurrahman Alamoudi, who became the head of Muslim liaison for the Clinton-Gore team. He went on to go serve hard time in federal prison for terrorism, by the way. But Alamoudi, after Clinton's era, at the beginning of what might have been the Gore era, decided he'd hedge his bets as an influence operator for the Muslim Brotherhood by seeing what he could do to open a new front with the Republicans. And he used a guy that we both know, Grover Norquist, to put together a kind of Republican Muslim Brotherhood front organization. It was called the Islamic Institute, and it was actually embedded in Grover's office at a time when I was sharing space on the same floor with him in his building. And it's an amazing tale I happened to witness on 9/11. Grover Norquist and others convening after the White House complex was closed in the conference room we shared to map out a post 9/11 strategy. And I think key to it was the idea that George W. Bush, who they'd been trying to get to, romance these Muslim brothers, would then be essentially surrounded by them, literally, at the Washington Mosque shortly after 9/11, and to begin espousing the party line that Islam is a religion of peace, and jihad is about personal struggle, and people hijacking these planes are trying to hijack a great Abrahamic faith, and on, all of which he did. The point being, from that day to this, Steve, we have not had clarity about the nature of the Muslim Brotherhood, what it is doing in our country, and what it exactly seeks to do. And that's a perilous situation to be in.
Frank Gaffney, you've been Cassandra about this issue for a couple of decades. What is the first step, before I let you go, what's the first step that needs to happen to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood root and branch in this nation?
Well, Steve, I think you were on the case when you went into the White House. We need to understand what we're up against. We need to identify the Muslim Brotherhood as the jihadist organization, Sharia supremacist operation that it is, of course, that it is an enemy of our country. It is not, as Jim Clapper claimed, a mostly secular organization that's eschewed violence. We need, to the point that Sam just made, though, I have to say, we need to think about this as the threat that it is, both in its own right, but also combined with the threat of those Chinese People's Liberation Army Special Forces units that are coming here, you're saying in division sizes, all in, and what they represent. So here's my basic point. We need to put this country on a war footing. It's long overdue. We need to be surveilling these mosque complexes and other infrastructure that has the potential to be weaponized against us. We need to be recognizing that whether it's the Taliban that Biden brought here legally or whether it's the other jihadis that he's allowed to come in across the border, the Chinese, special forces units, as I mentioned. These are all threats to our very existence as a nation. And I think that we have to enhance the resiliency of the myriad soft targets that are here. And I would suggest that in addition to rebuilding our counterintelligence capabilities, the topic of, if I may say, a terrific Secure Freedom Minute that I did today, you can subscribe to those every day for free at securefreedom.org. But in addition, I think it's time to activate National Guard units, not only to help secure that border, but also to protect these kinds of assets that if they're taken down, whether it's water supplies or whether it's the grid or whether it's other pieces of critical infrastructure, will take down America. Maybe, as the Chinese like to say, without firing a shot. This is the sort of face, situation we face. And I can't thank you enough for the clarion efforts you're making to underline the danger that's thus posed.
All right. That was Frank Gaffney.
And I Frank, just want Committee on President.
You can cut that. That's video, whatever, video two in the show notes. I just want to say this. He mentioned about the Islamic senators, mosques, and arsenals all in the same breath. I'm going to tell you right now, the man that I have with me, myself, him, a few others over the course of a couple of years, were in these Islamic centers and mosques, in Randy Taylor's case, during one build. But I know where I was. I found an arsenal, if you will, within an Islamic center in an urban area, okay? And the problem was there was no one to act upon the findings that I had, that we had. And this was going back to 2004, 2005, and 2006. In fact, the paramilitary compounds that we did surveillance on showed school buses shot up, okay, and they were using them as practice. So the man I'm talking to, Randy Taylor, has intimate knowledge and experience in identifying all of these threats. Before I get back to him with more discussion on this, I want to thank our supporters and thank our sponsors. I'm going to thank Tickets Operator, thank healthwithdoug.com. Did you know that one of the biggest reason for skin sag, which, you know, I think most people my age, we have in one shape or another skin sag, and I'm telling you, it's not the best. Well, one of the leading reasons isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen. You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30. And wow, you know, that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles, sagging skin, and what have you. Adding just a little collagen to your diet, please do that. It can have noticeable effects on your skin, your youthfulness, preferably sooner the better. Get started right away. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to the cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible signs of aging. It uses the top five, count them, five, most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health. It's just not about the sags, but about skin health. Did you know, by the way, that what's the biggest organ of your body? It's your skin, and it's reflective of your health. And I've got to tell you, since I've been taking collagen, this particular brand, healthwithdoug.com, I have noticed a dramatic improvement in my skin. I'm not making medical claims. I'm making an observation here. So these five collagen types, which are in this product, are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix a serving with your favorite morning drink and give skin the building blocks it needs to ignite a youthful glow. The best part I love is right now you get 53% off. Time is running out. Folks, take advantage of this right now after this show. Really, it's last at the end of the month, which is today, or until they sell out, which I think they're going to sell out before. But hurry up and go to healthwithdoug.com. You'll receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, and that's free with every order for a very limited time. Now, that includes free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. You will not regret it. Get yours now by going to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com, healthwithdoug.com. And again, you know, it's a great product, and it's GMO-free and free of artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, sweeteners, and the like. It's got no gluten, no antibiotics, none of that stuff. It's all straight five special forms of collagen, and you can mix it with your morning drink, as I do, if you want to be like me. With me, Randy Taylor, and you just saw a piece about the infiltration of our government. Let's not forget also Imran and his brother, Imran Awan and his brother, working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and some other congressmen and women. What happened with the Awan brothers, I spoke of this so hard and so intently on shows past, the infiltration. And by the way, Imran Awan was jailed on fraud bank charges, I believe, bank fraud charges in July of 2017. But there was a lot of damage done, in my estimation, to national security based on Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her relationship with them, as well as what's going on now, both right and left in our government, with the wolf organizations like the like Impact and CARE and the various Islamic Muslim Affairs Society, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Muslim Students Association, and so on. So Randy Taylor, I took up enough time. Come on, talk.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. This came in with Barack Obama. I remember several instances. One in particular, I had a lot of contacts in the DOJ, and I remember speaking with a contact, and, well, actually, she called me. She was all panicky. And she told me, she said, call me from a secure line and all that. And then she said, you can't call her anymore. I can't talk to you anymore. And I'm like, well, what's going on? And she told me that they had brought a Muslim attorney in and put him in charge of something, gave him a security clearance, and that some of my stuff had been submitted, and this individual saw it and said that right away he needed to know who I was, where I was, because I needed to be arrested, because there's no way that I could know that information without being a bad guy. Now, my contacts were, trust me, they would lose their job before they gave me up. That's the type of loyalty that we built over the years. And when you stop and think about that, the DOJ, yeah, that means, it's like I was telling you when we talked about terrorists today. If you laid out a terrorist cell to me and all, I wouldn't even call the federal government. I would probably go to local officials and try and handle it. And if there's any dealings with the federal government, they would have to do it because I don't trust them anymore. I'm not getting burned like that. There's no way. You're not sucking me up in that one.
Can you imagine? Okay, here's a guy, folks, Randy Taylor.
I poured blood, sweat, and tears, yeah, with Doug into this. We spent money. We spent, I know, in time, labor, just at my end, with everything involved, people, whatever, over $500,000 protecting this country.
Yeah, easy. I know you did.
$500,000. I mean, I know, yeah, I got a little money from the government, but it wasn't anywhere near anything like that.
I got a baseball cap.
Yeah. No, we're really good about ads. But, you know, and then for someone to say that at the DOJ, after everything that I had done, was a real kick in the teeth.
And
a real kick in the teeth.
Even
back and then, I got
yeah. Go on. I got, go on.
Then I got worried. I got very concerned. It was bad enough I left the country. Doug was the last person I saw before I left the country.
That's true.
I had a baby girl, and I wasn't, because if they'll do that, there's no telling what they'd do. They'd hand my name over to Al-Qaeda. I
remember in the dark of night, shaking your hand and wishing you luck. Yep. And
showed you my baby girl and hit the road.
Yeah.
And and it's only gotten worse since then. It's only gotten worse.
But here's the thing, okay? And now we're in a new fight. It's the same as the old fight in a sense, but we're in a new fight. And here's my problem. I guess this morning it really struck me wrong when I see everything that's happening and people, it's not that they're not getting it. It's when you don't give a crap. You know what's going on, but you think, well, what can I do? Or, you know, it's prophesied.
Somebody will take care of it.
Okay.
It's the Lord's will.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It was all prophesied in the Bible. Look, okay, you should be like Nehemiah in the Bible. At least that's my opinion. And if you're not, okay, if that's not your thing, okay, then forget what I said. But I'll tell you something. If you don't love your country more than these people love the idea of destroying this country, then get the hell out. We can't. You and I can't be friends. We can't coexist. I'm just saying. Right.
Complacency is what got us here.
Yeah.
That's how we ended up on the square that we're at today. Complacency. A failure of the church. Absolutely. Nationwide, worldwide. Now, you know what? I know that, and I brought it up before, and the first thing out of a guy's mouth was about the tax exemption. I about went through the roof. You know what? If you're guiding your sheep the way you're supposed to, pastor, okay, that tax exemption shouldn't amount to much of anything. Your congregation can take care of that problem. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're willing to sacrifice everything about a tax exemption?
Yep.
And you think that you and I are going to have a civil conversation? I don't think so. You have failed. I'm so perturbed with the pastors today. I'm so perturbed. I'm perturbed with the churches, the way they're set up. Pastors now just come in on Sunday morning and preach, get their paycheck and split. There's somebody in the hospital from the congregation, they don't go visit them. They don't go out and have Wednesday night services. They don't go out and do visitation on the street. All the things I remember growing up in a Baptist church, they don't do it anymore.
I remember.
They don't do it anymore. Yep. Yeah.
I remember.
And you went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night. Tuesday night was visitation. Wednesday night was a church service at the church, regular service. You know, and it's like, God, you say that to somebody now, they're like, oh, Wednesday night? Well, I have soccer Wednesday night. Really?
And how about, you know, how about the fact that some of these churches won't talk prophecy, won't talk about what's happening with Israel? And you know, and here's the other thing, too, because you've got...
anti-Semitism is unbelievable, too.
And there it is, okay. You have got, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. If you say, well, Israel is committing atrocities and what have you, okay. You know something? I don't know how to rectify this in my mind. You drop flyers. You tell people to get out of this certain area because, hey, we're coming in. You all but send them greeting cards, okay, or flowers, okay? And then... you tell them what they told the people of Gaza. God and the Palestinians in Gaza were...
Who are not innocent.
They're not innocent. Now, the children, of course. And I can't condone anything like that.
That's different. The children are different. This is, once you have an age of understanding, And, then, and Doug, I sent you a link earlier. Will you go through it later? Please note how many Palestinian civilians are committing the crimes, the atrocities. Please,
exactly.
It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. So when people tell me about the poor Palestinians and you wonder why I wig out, are you kidding me?
Well, look, I'm going to speak out about something right now. Okay, I know Rick Wiles, who is a friend of mine, just kind of went ballistic on some people about against Israel. Okay, hey, Rick, you know something? I at one time I had a lot of respect for you. I'm sorry, I don't have that respect for you anymore. Okay, you want to talk about, you know, if you want to make this personal or whatever? I just don't. Look, I get the fact. I understand that children, babies, are being killed by Israeli forces. I get that. But the question is, why? Why? Especially when you are given every opportunity to leave. Well, Hamas didn't let them leave. Well, okay. Let's just keep
going. You didn't have any problem.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't have any problem going through the fence. When Hamas opened up the wall and the fence, you didn't have any problem running in there. Well, I sent you a video today, Doug. It shows the civilians just piling out of Gaza to go commit crimes in the neighborhoods. Piling.
Yep.
Just it's like watching that video that, you know, where all the people are coming across the border at that crossing.
Yeah.
It's like that, except it's Palestinians, and they're running into Jewish communities to kill them, kidnap them, murder them, stick babies in an oven. And the next person who wants to split hairs with me on whether babies were beheaded or not, I didn't hear it just from some lady on the thing. I heard it from an ambulance driver. I saw a video of an ambulance driver.
We do have videos that have been authenticated. There's
all kinds of stuff, and we have burnt babies. Yeah. Burn the baby. Put the baby in the oven. Are you kidding? This is a webcam off a Hamas belt.
Yes.
This is their
the same
webcam.
Thing.
Yes. Body cam like the cops wear.
Yeah.
So when you want to lock horns with me and send me these crappy emails, you know what? Kiss my ass. All of it. Okay? Do not lecture me about what you think about the Jews, and they're not the real Jews. Shut up. You're gonna answer for what you're doing. You're gonna answer for it. And if you can't say anything nice to me in an email or accept the fact that, and the reason I'm doing this today is because the people that I asked to quit emailing me just keep emailing me, blah, 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 blah.
I know.
Because you're obviously stupid and you can't listen to what I'm telling you. Quit email me. We either agree to disagree or get out of my face. And don't threaten me with, you know, that's it. I'm telling my friends, we're never going to listen to you again. You know
that's
what?
Okay, man.
What? Doug and I, we answer to God.
Yeah.
And that's that. And you can't sit there and tell me different than what I see in a video from a Hamas belt cam, body cam. I'm sorry. You can't tell me any different. Don't try and tell me that an Israeli threw the baby in the oven. Are you kidding me? People, read your Bible. Go back and read when they left Egypt, the promise that God made to them. You go back and you get back in Exodus. Start in Exodus 6, verses 7 and 8. That's what God said. You know what's cool about God? He don't change his mind. God doesn't lie. You know what? If verses 7 and 8, somebody comes back and said, well, it changed late. Really? Well, God said something different. No, he didn't. God doesn't say something different. You know why? If that were true, what you're saying is shame on you for saying it. If that were true, then the entire concept of salvation wouldn't be able to be trusted. If you're telling me that God changes his mind... If you're telling me that God changes his mind and you say, well, other people said that verse is from God. That is the Lord speaking. Those two verses, that is the deal he made with Israel. And in both cases, he says, I am your God. You are my people. And he also tells them that they're going to go into the land that was promised to them. Canaan. Get a map. I'm done with you. I'm not going to argue this anymore.
And even, look, in war, people are going to die. Innocent civilians are going to die.
Nobody wants that. It happens.
And if you're cheering that, then you're a psychopath. You've got no empathy. I don't want to see any human being murdered, killed. I really don't.
Doug, imagine if what if they had just busted into a Muslim community and committed those crimes? I would be equally as angry.
Absolutely.
Because don't do that to human beings. Everyone is God's children. You don't do that to human beings.
Nope.
You do what is this macabre thing where you killed them and now you got to play with their entrails?
It's like infanticide. Go on.
Like the girl on the video we showed on the show, the girl, the photograph where you can see her in the back of the pickup truck. Guess what?
Yeah.
They did a DNA test on her head that they found.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was her. That was her. The president of Israel said, you know what? Yeah, she's a German girl that was living there. Yeah, they said we got a part of her skull fragment and did a DNA test. Well, because we found her head, not her body. Are you kidding me? And people will condone that, and people go, "It's not the same Israel, but that's not the same thing." You got something wrong with you.
What about the Palestinians here? Okay, that are ripping down the posters in colleges. They got no clue what they're doing. They're like minds of friggin' mush following these talking points by the professors, but by people like this stupid Rick Wilson. Okay, people like that. They don't have a clue as to what's going on.
And when they do interviews with them, you can tell they're clueless.
No, oh, yeah.
Please explain your stance. It'll ask them a question about Palestine's history. They're lost. Completely lost. They don't even differentiate, which is kind of funny because they screw themselves. They don't even differentiate between Hamas and Palestinians. I'm like, I differentiate, but I also think Palestine, the people of Palestine, are very, 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 very guilty. Don't run around and go, "Oh, the poor Palestinians." There's some that, yes, but there's some of them are as foul as the Hamas people. And I'll bet if you really went through the histories of those Hamas soldiers, you'd probably find a lot of Palestinians in the ranks.
And we have them here. Let's show this video. Let's just show video 3. This is Oscar Ramirez reporting live from Mexico City. 6,000 migrants heading into this country. And now I can't remember if this was a clip or another one that had some Muslims from the Middle East. I'm not sure. There is a clip out there floating around. I'm not sure if I caught this one or not, but watch this. This is coming in. Compliments of the resident Biden. Stolen elections have consequences. Yes, this election was stolen. As we see the people of Colorado, Secretary of State, trying to get Trump off the 2024 ballot. You really want that? Then you're listening to the wrong show. You want this? You're listening to the wrong show, watching the wrong show. Watch this.
Oscar Blue Ramirez has been on the front line of this war for many, many years. He joins us today from Tapachula. Oscar, you just got back from Israel. Talk about the other front of the war. What's headed towards America, sir?
Right now, Steve, there's 6,000 migrants that today, early in the morning, they are leaving the southern border of Tapachula. As they have started walking, as we have done multiple broadcasts before in the war room, walking with the migrants, embedded with the migrants. Today, 6,000 of them, they have left Tapachula in the essence to try to go to the United States of America. The most unbelievable thing right here, Steve, is that you ask every single one of them, and they do not want to use any more the CBP app. They say if they're going to deliver themselves to the authorities, whether it is jumping a wall, whether it's crossing the river. So now not only this Biden disaster that he has created, not only just creating this outlet of the CBP app, supposedly it was going to work, but now this is just a complete disaster. Everybody thinks that jumping a wall, crossing the river at this particular stage, after 4 years of this Biden disaster of this border, this is continuing, Steve, to go to the United States.
Do you believe, I got about a minute, I'm holding through the break. Do you believe that your countrymen in the United States, or in Mexico, in the United States, understand the level of this threat?
I think they're complicit about this. I think they're part of this problem, and I think that they're doing this on purpose to undermine the United States sovereignty and the United States borders. I think that, undeniably that, you know, a lot of the countries that are in Central and South America, they're part of this problem, and they're part of the global compact on migration that is, you know, forced the United States to open the border and to create this crisis and to normalize and regularize trafficking of people. This has been just a normal thing now. It is normal to see people walking through a jungle, normal to see people walking through the sea, normal to see people being trafficked on the back of a tractor trailer, and so and so, Steve. So I think that they're part and complicit about this problem.
The footage is absolutely unbelievable. Let's take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to go back to Tapachula. Oscar Blue Ramirez, special correspondent for Real America's Voice. Be back in a moment. Oscar, in Tapachula, Oscar, the footage is unbelievable. Where do people go? I'm going to have you back on the show tomorrow morning. Okay, also, I think Benzman will be ready to go.
On the show notes. We only have a limited amount of time left. And follow Oscar on social media. He's doing a great job, by the way, as well.
That's unbelievable. That mass of people is just unbelievable. We are so compromised. We are mega compromised.
It's like Frank Gaffney said, you know, you've got the Muslim Brotherhood, and he said it began with Clinton, and I agree with him on that. But earnestly, with Obama having the Muslim proclivities to the Muslim Brotherhood, like you spoke of many times, you know, the bottom line here is our government is infiltrated, and everyone in there hates this country, from the FBI to the CIA to the cabinet officials to and even in the states. Go on. Take the last people, 3 minutes.
The people that are supposed to protect it are not protecting it. They're showing that they hate it. I don't know if they've been paid off. Threatened. Your job cannot be so great that you would compromise a country. I don't know what their end game, how somebody explains it to them when they sit the DHS guy down and say, okay, you're going to let all these people come in, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he has to be sitting there. I mean, if you told me that, you know what the response would be. I wouldn't be working for DHS. You know, where do people have no pride anymore? They have nothing. They're just bought. And they're we know their price. And obviously, it's pretty low. But this is getting nuts. And the thing is, nobody, if we stopped it today, if we moved the military to the borders today and sealed off the borders, we're still in trouble. Because they're going to pull our military out of the U.S. and all these different camps where they've changed the names and all. They're going to pull them all out. They're going to be overseas fighting somewhere. And then they're going to turn all these middle-aged military mercenaries that they're housing and feeding, they're going to turn them loose on the population of the United States because they know they can't take over any other way. That's exactly why they're doing that, is because we're armed and they know that we're not just going to lay over for them. So they plan to take it by force. And these people that they're letting in that aren't going and working, they're not letting them in and they're going and working in the bean field, or they're over here picking lettuce, picking watermelons, drywalling houses. That ain't what they're doing. They're sitting in buildings, in camps, buildings, being fed with UN cards, wearing camouflage fatigues. What does this tell us, people? This isn't a labor thing. This is a military thing.
We're right.
Deep, deep trouble.
Now, we covered this section because there's so much news. We covered this section. We're going to be back later today talking about not only is the enemy here and Biden knows it, but we're also going to be getting down and dirty into people like Jamal Bowman talking about the new Speaker of the House, as well as talking a little bit about the chef of Obama and some new 911 footage or new 911 tapes. Folks, thank you so much for your support. Randy Taylor, I'm going to see you later on today for a special episode.
We love you, man.
God bless you.